just a ride. Whoa, oh, it's just a ride.
Good Lord, go get the Jarrett Hall. We're 92 fucking 92. Episodes old.
Ouch.
Where's my teeth?
I need some Mucinex for my stool.
I shit my diaper.
That's what you're supposed to do with a diaper, though, is poop right
That's
in that.
That's what
thing.
They put it there for. Yeah. It's like take a big fat dookie in it.
If you take the diaper off and you didn't shit in the diaper, are you like, that was a waste
you're
of
like
money.
Like, mission failed.
Exactly. I think it might be. Well, hi, guys.
Hello.
It's the end of another week on the Earth spinning on rock and space. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy your rock spin?
What's a week? I feel like it all just tumbles into it one another.
Yeah. Life is going by really fast since we're scheduled the way we are. It's like, wow, it's Thursday again?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I believe you.
I feel like yesterday it was Sunday night, and I was like, wow, I got a lot to do this week. Yep. And now I'm here.
Yeah.
Right.
What and wouldn't you know it? God damn it, I did a lot.
Right.
Well, it does. It feels like, I don't know, it was a couple of days ago that we were at your house.
Yeah.
Recording the last
it
episode.
It was, for sure.
Just like 2 days at the most.
And
in
between
like.
There, I was there with them for BBC, too.
Yeah.
Just the other day.
Just crazy. Yeah,
that might be a component to why, like, busy friends that just see each other when they collaborate on shit, why that's functional. Because it's like, you're so busy. It's like, it could have been a couple weeks, and it's like, I just saw you. Let's do it again.
Yeah. You're right. There's something to that. I was going through my phone, and I saw a meme. Somebody said, a friend of ours, actually, I think it was Daniel, Daniel Hall, that has been on the show. And it was just a meme of, you ever just sit and think about, just a guy on a beach, a cartoon, you ever just sit and think about all the shit you've been through? And it's like, I've been through a lot. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been through a lot, and we don't really think about it.
I was actually
thinking
about
that. We had
one year
where it was like, every week, it was like, holy fuck, what is going on?
Yeah.
And now I don't even think about it. I'm like, things are fine. It's like, you've been through a lot.
I was thinking about some version of that on the drive over here, actually. I was like, wow. You know how many fucking bullets I've dodged in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Not literal bullets, although maybe, but metaphorical bullets where I'm looking around and I'm like,
prison.
Okay. Remember me 10, 15 years ago, and I was like thinking, that's the way I want to go. And then I didn't for whatever reason, usually just following my gut in a different direction. Mm-hmm. And then I look at where that would have probably led. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I would have been a nightmare.
I would have been that group.
Right.
They did bad things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I think back to, I've told a couple of stories, but I think back to all the shit that I've done in my life and all the experiences I've had and the shit that's gone sideways. And it's like, I am so fortunate to still be here.
Yeah,
I really am.
Yeah.
And it's I don't know.
Especially you head first down the massive water slide. Fucking suicide bomber.
Oh, yeah. Falling off the, I don't know. Did I ever tell the story of falling off the third story roof? It was essentially the third story roof of a house in Park City, Utah when I was shoveling snow.
That's why your shoulder's still screwed up.
Okay, well. No, that was actually...
that was here in Spokane, huh?
Yeah, that's the second floor deck that
Have
I
you
fell
told me
of.
The three-story?
I don't know. It just popped into my head. When
Let's
I was in
it.
College, we took off, a bunch of us took off to a friend's
From
house.
From California to Utah.
Yes. They lived in Park City,
Let's
Utah.
Go get a look at those Mormons.
Yeah, that's what it was. poke them right there.
Of course, we're college kids, so to make some money, because we're all fucking poor as hell, to make some money, we decided to shovel roofs.
And sell bootleg magic underwear.
And there is a lot of snow.
There's a lot of money to be made, too, shoveling off roofs.
There is. And there was so much snow. This snow was like waist deep for me. And I was with a bunch of people, you know. And anyways, at one point, it was fun because you can actually chop at it. And kind of shovel a bit, and it will start to slide, and slides right off, and then
and
the
so too will you.
Yes. Well, the hard part isn't getting it off the roof. The hard part is clearing it away from the house once you've had the fun of watching this shit slide off the roof. The key is you're supposed to actually tether yourself with a carabiner to something in case you
if
do
you're
slip.
A wuss.
Yeah.
If you slide. I didn't know that. I was just up there shoveling. None of us did it.
If you value your bones.
So, I started shoveling, I don't even know, third house, fifth house, I don't remember. My body hurt. I was fucking cold. Couldn't feel my toes anymore. But laughing, having a great time. Anyways, took a nice chunk started sliding, and it just so happened that the insulation on the house wasn't as thick as it should have been, so there was this nice coating of ice underneath the snow, so it was kind of like an avalanche. And that ice sheet slipped along with the snow because it detached from the shingles, and I was standing on the ice sheet, and off I went, off down.
Three stories. Three stories.
It was a three-story house. Yes.
Dude.
So
you can jump. You can jump pretty far into a pile of snow, though.
Yes, you can.
That's just it. I landed, and the people I was with, one of the people, well, anyways,
laughing their ass off.
No, they were like, "Oh shit!" I don't remember exactly what was said, but I know everyone was panicking.
She's dead. She's dead for sure.
And I landed in a giant pile of snow. Thank goodness. It hurts still. Yeah. I mean, it hurt. I was bruised and stuff, but. Yeah. I was laying there and I was like, okay, I can feel my toes, I can feel my legs, I can feel my head, and then I just started laughing because I was
I'm not dead.
I'm not dead. What the fuck just happened? And then I was having a hard time moving because I made a Monique-shaped print in this snow that was hard, you know, because it had just piled at the bottom of the house. Anyways, so I finally got out of that, but that could have ended up. That could have been really bad.
Yeah, really bad. Yeah.
And I guess I my younger years, you know, just I was always the kind of person that just put your head down and do it. Don't think about it. Just do it.
Right.
And it's gotten me through a lot of shit, but it's also gotten me into potentially a lot of fucking trouble. It's like, just do it. Don't think about it because you'll never do it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I know exactly how that feels in a sense, not from falling off a roof, but I definitely went full tilt off of a cliff snowboarding that I didn't know was there. I was just ripping through the trees, and then all of a sudden I was airborne, and it had to have been at least
it was like jagged
stories.
Rocks, huh?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, that's it, I guess. And, you know, and then I just like luckily flew out far enough, and it was a deep powder day, because that's why I was in the trees. So like I flumped into the snow like on my back.
Oh,
I tumbled down rocks, and it was like my first 10 moments out, and we were up in BC, Canada, up in Nelson. And I'm not a snowboarder or a skier, but people
have been
always
to Whitewater.
Sounds right. Yeah,
it's either Whitewater or Red Mountain.
It was where Taffy Jacks is. Wherever the closest one to Taffy Jacks, the I don't know. Anyway,
you bet.
But dude, yeah, like literally, they're like, "This is the Bunny Hill. Don't worry." And I'd been on Bunny Hills in Spokane. I was like, "This is what kind of bunnies you got on here? Like steroids infused? Fucking
ski hills in Canada are built different.
They are for sure." But this had zero signs. There wasn't really like a whole lot of people skiing, so I wasn't following anyone. I was just like, "Wow, this is the Bunny Hill. This is faster than I've ever gone." And then there's just a fucking cliff.
And then the ground forsook you.
Dude, it sure as fuck did. I fell forsooked as shit into a rock.
So this same...
Several rocks. Jagged rocks, too. They're like, "We didn't even bother to put padding on the fucking nature. You fucking loser."
This same trip to Park City was my first experience snowboarding as well. And I got on a snowboard and I, you know, it was backwoods stuff. And my friend said, "Okay, here are the details. This is what you water ski. You'll be fine." And so
it's exactly
there's
the
no
same.
Tree wells in the lake, bro.
I know. You water ski, you'll be fine. You know,
the mountain is
wakeboard skateboarding was weird for me, although I had done it, but it wasn't my anyways. So he puts me on this snowboard, and you know, I kind of do a little hop to the side and get going, right? Well, the challenge is, this is backwoods. This isn't on a ski slope at all, and there's houses and shit. Somebody...
Some guy's on his deck like, "You're not supposed to be here, are you?
You don't belong here.
You're not good at this thing they have you doing,
so,
are you?"
I'm sliding, and I'm enjoying myself, but I'm realizing, you know, I've got this neat little slide thing going. I'm figuring it out. I'm kind of fishtailing side to side, you know, figuring out trying to get my feet footing underneath me. I'm like, "I think I can do this." Right about that point, I look up, and so, you know, the camper shells in trucks that they can actually like drop the feet on and then pull their truck out from underneath, and they leave the camper shell. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yep. It's like a camper.
Yeah.
Well, through the trees, I see the roof of this thing, and I was like, "Oh shit. There's a camper." But I'm going so fast at this point. I'm like, "Oh shit, there's a camper. Oh shit, oh shit." And the guy behind me is like, "Fall, fall."
Yeah,
that's good advice.
When in doubt, fall.
"I don't know how to fall. I don't know how." And he's like, "Just fall." At that point, I had just clobbered right into the side of this fucking camera thing. I didn't know how to fall.
You fall. You just fall. I know.
I didn't. You can't. You have to force your feet out from underneath you. The challenge is your feet are under you and you're sliding on ice. And if you don't want your feet to be under
your body's
you,
like, we don't fall.
Exactly.
No.
Anyways,
I so refuse.
You're I like, took oh. out. I took out a fucking camper. I don't know how fast I was going. It was not pretty. And the guy behind me is like, yard sale.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Also, so, probably need an ambulance.
First and last snowboarding experience. I never got on another one.
Because of that?
Because
you're
of
just
that.
Like, no.
No, water hurts, but it doesn't hurt that bad. It's not fucking camper shell hurt worthy.
It's cold. That's the thing with snowboarding. I'm sure skiing is similar, but snowboarding is like, I feel like wiping out snowboarding is a whole different animal because like you're.
Well, I didn't wipe out in the snow. I wiped out on a camper, no, so I'm yeah. not sure.
No, yeah. I mean, I've had some pretty gnarly wipeouts. Like I've hit trees and I've obviously flown off cliffs and yeah. you know.
How did you snowboard a lot?
Oh yeah.
Have you a lot?
Yeah, okay. Oh yeah, man. I was when I was because I grew up right in that snow bowl in British Columbia, so we had a ski hill right in my little town. It was like the only super cool thing that we had in my village of 1,200 people. Mm-hmm. Is
that was your rite of passage? Like
you
now
could
I'm
just
a man.
Catch a ride with whoever was going up any given weeknight, and they had a little like, I mean, it was biggest. T-bar ski hill in North America at the time, I think. Mm. Like, it was just their weird little claim to fame, but it was
I don't
like,
know what a T-bar is, but I'll go with...
T-bar is like, same deal as a ski lift, but instead of chairs, there's just T-bars that like, have retractable cables on them, and so you pull it down and, like, stick it between your legs,
and like
it just, like, tows you up the hill, but you gotta, like, still balance and like you're on the ground, but it's just fucking pulling you up the hill.
So if you're a newbie, you're like falling.
Oh fuck yeah!
Oh my
yeah,
god, that's yeah, what's a, weird with skiing.
It's a They're, whole skill that
it's
you
like,
have
hi.
To develop.
It's like hi, it's my
you're
first
like,
day.
I never even made it off the T-bar.
Yeah,
nobody has any patience for you at all. You're just sitting there. You're like, oh god, this is high with your dumb skis on or your snowboard, and then you slip and you fall, and somebody's like, get the fuck out of my way! I'm trying to get my mountain in.
Yep.
And you're like, but I'm a newbie, and they're like, we don't have any compassion for
no.
you,
no.
especially when you're like. You know, older. They're like, yeah. pizza, it's pizza and fucking French fries
like or
whatever.
That. It was like that, too, because if you wipe out in the T-bar line, whoever's coming up behind you, unless
just
they're
fucking
really
bowls
good,
right
yeah,
over you.
Yes.
You just start getting into a pile-up. So, like, if you fall, you got to get the fuck out of the way or
yes.
somebody's going to be
but nobody,
fighting you.
If you're a newbie, nobody's told you that. Like, if you yep. fall, they're going to stab you like the mm-hmm. greasers and the socialists and shit.
It wrecks the snowpack, too, on the T-bar
oh, yeah,
trail. So, like,
pissed.
Everybody's
they're
going over your
pissed.
Divots.
It's
like,
fucking loser.
Yeah.
It's like, literally, I'm learning.
Yeah. It's going to take a whole day to fix your fucking divot, you yeah. moron.
You know what I learned is you guys are dicks. Apparently, well, these little hats you wear make you cunts.
The other hazard of the T-bar is, like, you fall, and there's multiple points on your body where that shit can catch you and just drag your ass. Like, so, like, you fall, the T-bar doesn't stop, like, because mm-hmm. there's guys at the top and guys
That's,
at the bottom.
Yeah.
But if you're in the middle and something happens, it's like, oh, you're on your own.
I'm surprised there's not more injuries.
I fucking fell one time, and, like, when you're snowboarding, you have to put it on, like, one inner thigh, you mm-hmm. know? So it just kind of pulls you up that way, and you sort of pull on it to keep the weight from breaking your leg, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going, and so I fell, and it whipped out, and it came up and hooked under my arm, like in my armpit,
uh-huh.
and it was just dragging me, and I'm like, ah! and it keeps pulling me, and the people behind me are laughing, and I'm like, dude, right. I can't get off.
Jesus.
It struck me like three towers before I got this thing out, and I'm just laying there like, ah.
I wonder if that's a way just to keep more people off the mountain, because skiers are like, this is great. We shouldn't let people know that this is great.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I don't know, fucking...
You have to, like, it's a rite of passage to make it to the top so you can ski down. You have to get there.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. It was...
If you
can
get there, then you have to get back down, and hopefully you do it on your feet, because if you don't...
Spending a day...
You have to crawl down.
On the mountain.
Yeah, I did crawl down one time. I had to wear tiny little shoes. Like, they didn't have 16s, they had 14s, and that was... So I had to cram
Ouch.
In them. And they were littler, like, for snowboarders for some reason. Like, that's actually a 13. I'm like, oh, that's great, because I wear a 16, and that's great. And the whole, it hurts so much. And so by the end of the thing, I was on my ass, just like, I don't want to, I'm going to go drink cocoa in the fucking lodge, bro.
Board boots. Is not fun.
Board boots have come a long way. They're much nicer.
I got some really nice ones because I was with a gal and they just did this. This is what they did. They did downhill mountain biking and skied and snowboarded. And I just wanted to fit in with everybody.
I tried the things that they're doing. Try it out.
It was fun, athletic. I was still in that mode where I'm like, I want to fucking. Can I do a flip or whatever? Mm-hmm. But no. As soon as I got out there, I'm like, I don't even want to. No. Fuck no. And then I had a whole new. The people that do the long skiing, the long jump in the ski, it is long jump, I think, but where they fly
downhill,
downhill long jump, that bullshit where they're like, oh, I'm going to go fucking a half mile in the air.
Yeah.
That, I was like, no way. How did, they're like, we need to go faster. It's like, faster fucking what?
Dude, yeah. I went to.
I ate a bug on that shit and it like fucking whipped me like a fucking. No.
I went to an Olympics park up in Canada It was like in the springtime, so there wasn't any snow. But I went to the Olympic-sized long jump, like the skiing long jump, and stood at the top of it. And I was like, fuck all of that. Like, it looks big on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I was standing at the top of it. I was like, no.
Just the...
No.
See,
it's like
seems...
Hot Wheels. You're like, in real life, you're like, no, that can't be... That can't be okay. Who thought of that? Like, let's just... Do a loop? No, sorry.
It seems to me that you were just saying, you know, we need to go faster. Water skiing or wakeboarding, the faster you go, the smoother the ride is. So if you're on the lake and you're, I mean, it's just, it's tiring, it's exhausting, it's tough on your thighs and stuff, unless you go nice and fast. If you go nice and fast, you just basically just glide right off across the top of the water.
Then you're like, I'm bored. Let's put some jumps and some Hot Wheels tracks on the fucking lake.
It's true for snowboarding.
Until
it isn't.
Oh.
like there's stuff that you'll feel going slower. Mm-hmm. That you'll be like, oh, God. But if you go fast, you kind of glide over it. But then you hit...
You start getting too fast.
Yeah, you go down a run that's got moguls that are big fucking divots.
Right.
And you hit that at any rate of speed and you're fucked.
When I played basketball. And so during basketball season, it was... When everybody was...
Well, moguls are where you get gain some air and you're able to do shit.
Yeah.
They always said that moguls is...
If you land them right.
They wouldn't let us do that because moguls is the thing, too, because I guess they're really fun. They look fun, but they look like they're what the coaches said. They're like, they'll murder your knees in like 3 years.
They're fun, but while you're trying to get the hang of them, they're the worst.
Are they?
Like, trying to figure out moguls until you know what to do with them is ass. It's so bad.
It looks like it's just... A huge shock to your... It looks like a truck going over a fucking speed bump real fast over and over instantly.
Your knees and ankles will not be thanking you for a day in the moguls.
I had been... The person who lived in Park City was a semi-professional grade snowboarder.
Mm.
So, and his best friend was... I think he was either on the Olympic team or... was going for it or something.
Richie Rich guy. Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So, but...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, yeah, so... And I... That's where I learned about all the snowboarding stuff. In a couple of days prior to that, I had actually watched a bunch... Him and his friends do a bunch of really cool shit.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my God, that looks so much fun. Looks like a blast, because...
Yeah, these guys that I went with were fucking good, too.
I'm a water baby, you know? I water ski. I wakeboard.
It's cold water.
Yeah, it's
very cold.
Just frozen water.
You know, I surf behind the boat, you know?
Yeah.
I don't fucking... wakeboard and
not your thing,
not my thing. So when I got out there, I was like, oh, this is pain.
Hmm?
All about it. The air hurts.
Yeah.
The snow hurts.
But at the end, there's a hot tub and cocoa.
Yeah, but can't you just skip all the pain and get to the hot tub and cocoa?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
It was actually a lovely time. I would just go there with my guitar and I'd be like, and today is gonna be that, and everybody leave, and so I'd have the place to myself.
You know, when you're on the water, the trip there is hot. But it's enjoyable because you're excited to get there. Once you get there, you put the boat in the water and it's fucking rad, and you drink a beer and you float. And
the only hard thing is getting the boat in the water, and it's easy as fuck.
And you cruise around, and then you get in the water and you cool off and you put your skis on or your wakeboard, whatever it is you've got. You troll out, the boat kind of putters away from you, and you make sure the rope's not tangled, and you get your shit wrapped and get yourself into position, and you're like, all right, I'm good, go. And they hit the engine and you pop up out of the water. Everything is red. You're skating across the surface. You're jumping wakes. You get some spins in there. And as long as you don't hit a log,
right,
you're fucking fine.
Yeah.
But when you land, if you're going too fast, the water stings and hurts.
Yeah, it does.
But that's it. Yeah. That's all.
It's kind of fun, though.
You might
too,
get a, you might, you know, if
whoa, you lost your top.
If or, you're, no. If you're barefoot water skiing behind a boat, sometimes if you're not wearing a, you know, a shorty wetsuit, you get an enema.
Yeah.
A water enema. Or you get water under your eyelids, or you choke a little bit when you hit too hard. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Fucking snowboarding, what? It hurts to leave the house, to get in the car.
There's trees. It's cold. There's fucking ice.
Your face
There's...
is chapped before you even get to the fucking slopes.
Yeah. But you like hot water. You like hot weather.
I love hot weather.
Yeah. I hate hot weather.
Yeah.
Oh. So everything that you just described so lovingly about wakeboarding, that's how I feel about snowboarding.
This is too hot.
Okay.
This is dumb.
I'm like, the ride there is cold, but you got heaters and you're bundled up and it's fine. You're jamming music. And then you get up there and you're like, oh, it's all brisk and I'm awake and let's go. And the scenery is fucking beautiful. And you get to just chill on a chair and ride to the top of the mountain and then just whee all the way down. And then when you're tired, you get to go in and drink hot chocolate and be
the
warm.
The
culture
is really cool. Yeah.
Okay, so today.
They just don't want you to be part of
today
it.
Today is
They're
a matter.
Like, go away.
As a matter of fact, our house is 68 degrees inside, right? Mm-hmm. That's on the cold side to me. But at 68 degrees in the house, I'm
it's like
chilly.
It's like as hot as I ever want anything to be.
It's chilly, right?
I don't even like soup that hot.
I don't know what the temperature is outside today. I think we had a high of like 52. We have a cold, little cold front coming through. I think we had a high
Loving
of 52.
It is beautiful.
I was outside, bundled up. I had my shirt, a sweatshirt, and a jacket. I was wrapped in a scarf. Mm. Trying to get a little bit of yard work done, and I was out there, and I was just like.
Meanwhile,
just my
today
teeth
was
were chattering.
Brilliant for me. I was like sitting on my porch earlier, and I was like, God,
just couldn't get warm.
Fuck, if this was what summer was like, sign me up.
Oh, fuck that.
I would take perpetual spring too. It's
cold.
This is the best time of year.
What? It was so cold, my nose was running.
Really?
Yeah, it was freezing.
I was out. Oh, it was probably early though, right?
No, it was after you left to go to work.
Oh.
To
no.
go to the kids' studio.
No.
It was after that. I was fucking freezing.
Work. That is
you
not
know what I
hard
mean.
Work.
Work.
That is
just,
so much fun.
I know. I threw that word out there and it was like, I.
That's work. Like, this
that
is
just
work.
Was weird.
No, this is hard. This
I know.
Is fucking.
No, oh. When you went to go
just
hang out with
basically in the coal mine over there.
That's my lung. Oh, wait, when, no. It's it's my black lung. No, it's from the weeds I'm smoking at my job.
When you left to go hang out with your buddies and record a podcast, I should have said. But. Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now it sounds amateur.
Yeah, it does. Oh, this is a high tech.
This is a serious business.
Oh, I get it right.
I fly the Ferrari system that gets the show to happen. That shit's expensive, bro. What are you talking about? Okay. High responsibility.
I'm not even going to try.
And skill. And
I'm just, you know, doing your thing. Am How about I, the, you, when before you did your
please,
thing?
I don't want to derail.
I was just outside. Just my, I'm not. You're not dealing with derailing. I was just cold. I couldn't get warm. I'm still cold.
It was amazing outside today.
I'm sitting over here still. My teeth will chatter if I don't like stay tense.
I like Fair debated enough. Whether or not I wanted to put on my lightest,
oh,
most
God.
Paper thin flannel today. I was like, I don't know. That might be too warm. Like, this is a t-shirt.
Fuck
right there.
You.
I thought that too. I was like, I'll do t-shirt.
This is a necessary yin and yang between you and I, because like when it's hot in the summer and you're sitting on your patio like, ah, this is great. I'm just like, fuck this. Jesus. This is so hot.
Misery.
I want some Christmas music. I want snowball fights and very cold cocoa.
As long
Nothing
as
over
it's,
68.
As long as it's below, like, I think it's 105 is my limit. Anything over 105 or I think 108 is really pushing it. But 105, I think, is my limit where anything hotter than that is uncomfortable to me.
That
it's
one
like
trip
82 and
Vegas.
I'm like, no, that's good.
That's, I'd take that.
Maybe it's 103. It really depends on the humidity level, you know. Between 103 and 105.
Yucky.
I like the 60s and 70s of the next month or so.
I don't.
I just want to frolic in a field.
It's too chilly.
La, 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 la.
I prefer late May, early June, when we're, you know, 70s, 80s, before we hit the 90s. That's the greatest spot, is like mid-70s to upper 80s for me. That's perfect. I'm not sweating. I'm not overheating. It's nice and comfortable.
All the plants are getting all the light they need.
Yes.
I would like summer. I would find it infinitely more tolerable if the nights got really cold. Like, oh, the daytime weather could still be as hot
as
it gets.
That's my favorite part of summer is the night.
No. I'm like trying to sleep and I'm like, like no covers, completely naked. Like, kill me.
There's nothing you can do. Yeah. There's no blanket that makes you feel
better. All right. If you're trapped in a bedroom and you have to use blankets, yeah. Don't use blankets.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I'm just laying there with no blankets. Oh. Yeah. Fucking completely naked, sweating and miserable. Like, this is awful. Why? Why?
You should, a fan on yourself.
You should invent the ice blanket.
Sometimes it's not fucking enough.
Really?
The fan is just blowing more hot air from over there onto my hot body.
That is what it does. I'm pretty sure that's what it does.
Oh, and you
it's your sweat from being super hot
either,
that makes you cool.
Well, no, not in my neighborhood. I'll get knifed.
Wow. There's limitations to this shit.
If it gets too hot, I'll just go outside. I love that.
Yeah, if I lived in a place where I wasn't afraid of people on meth coming to kill me and take my shit, maybe not in that order, then then yeah, I would totally just go sleep outside. I love sleeping outside.
Oh, that's, I think my favorite, I have a couple of really favorite memories, but one of the most recent favorite memories was just, I can't remember if it was last summer or the summer before. I think it was last summer. Where I decided not to go to sleep. I think I told this story. I was playing video games. And I was on the Switch. And it got to be about 3:30 in the morning. And the sky started changing from the just the dull darkness to this kind of slightly purple hue. And all of a sudden I heard...
That's when you know you fucked up.
Yep. And I heard the robin starting to make noise. And I was like... just starting. And I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, well. Yeah. Oh, well. But I had my... I'm just going to stay up. So I stayed up, and I worked through the next day and was miserable by the time bedtime came. But my favorite part was it never dropped below, like, 69, 68 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. The air was just slightly moving. It was very still. I had the fire going. I was wrapped in a blanket. I had... my hot tea, I was my cigarettes, I had my animals around me. It was so perfect. I was sitting outside under the patio and it was just the most perfect. And yeah, I'd love to relive that again.
Right.
I never set my thermostat in my house higher than 69 ever.
Really?
Never ever. One, because I'm immature and it's funny.
It is funny.
And two, because I feel like 70 is just too far. I'm just like, no, we can't. If once we cross the 70, that's just a downhill slope from there.
Now I'm just one of them. But yeah. Now I'm just being one of
them.
But
I'm like, anything between like 55 and 68 is like prime for me. I'm like, this is where I exist. I feel alive.
Oh, man. I woke up the other day after having really warm weather. I woke up and came downstairs and was like, fucking cold. And I looked and it's like 67 degrees in this house.
It's a mentality.
It's fucking like, freezing. No, I
think it's cold.
I was cold. Yeah. And that's why my hands were cold. So I looked at the thermometer and what had happened was, no, it was 65 degrees, not 67. It was freezing. And it's because the day before we had a really warm day and the house reached 75 degrees and it was feeling stuffy.
It reached 88 miles an hour and it went in Back to the Future, Marty.
And I knew that it was going to be uncomfortable to sleep upstairs because it's always at least 10 degrees warmer in our bedroom than it is anywhere else in the house. Mm. So I decided to turn on the AC for the first time this year. So I flipped on the AC just to kind of cool it down a little bit and forgot to turn the heat back on.
Right.
So it
way
just
to
got,
go.
It just
thanks
got
a lot.
Really
and then
cold.
It was glorious.
Then it was freezing. Anyways, I don't know why we're talking about this.
This
but...
has been an insightful look through the window of what it's like to be a fucking reptilian.
No shit. Fucking bro.
It is a
it's
weird.
Lizard people.
You know, I've been teased most of my life by people who really know me well that I'm some type of fucking reptile. Because I have to slather my skin in moisturizer constantly.
I got that.
To keep from it being dry.
I have that also.
So I've got really dry, scaly skin.
Thanks a lot,
unless
Earth.
I cover myself in moisturizer. I run a degree cooler than other people. This your standard 98.7 degrees. I'm a degree cooler, if not slightly more, on my normal.
Yep.
The sun, fucking love it. Heat, fucking love it. In fact, you were teasing me just a couple of, within the last couple of years about needing a heat rock.
Yeah. Probably. Would you hate it? You got one for the cat.
Oh, I would love that.
And you're just sitting there looking at the cat like, I'm scoot over.
Scrooge.
I've laid in that little bed of hers.
I bet you have.
I've scooted over. I was like, oh.
Just with your little tongue out. Blah, 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 blah.
When she wasn't in it, I was like, we need a human-sized heating pad that I can lay on and stretch out on in front of the fireplace.
I feel like you've thought that
they
a lot
make
of
those.
Times.
They're called heated blankets.
Yeah. But I was going to say, you should invent an ice blanket, Shaden, for the summer.
It's already been invented.
Oh, well, then you should get a goddamn ice blanket. Mm-hmm.
I've got bamboo sheets that stay cool.
Nice. That makes
sense.
Ouch.
No. No, they're like the softest sheets I've ever had.
Made out of bamboo?
Yeah.
It's not the stick. They're not there beating you over the head with a stick.
I know. I was weirded out too. Somebody was telling me about it and I was like, no way, bamboo.
I've had bad experiences with bamboo. I've been hurt by it.
I only knew that because I have all these options for making cards, and one of them is bamboo, and they're like soft as shit.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Yeah, I thought like you
like
did.
Like bamboo fibers when you weave them are super, super soft. Mm. But those sheets are the best sheets I've ever had. They're like dark purple, which also is awesome. Mm. But they're extremely soft, and bamboo is like naturally antimicrobial or whatever. Oh. So I'm like,
so you won't stink.
Yeah.
So that's like, what I need so for like my clothes.
I wash my sheets out of habit, but like they never feel scuzzy like sheets kind of get, you know, like they're, I'm not ever like, ooh, these are gross. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Fucking shout out to bamboo sheets, bros.
Bamboo sheets.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
I'm for it, but they stay cool.
Oh, but
so
I won't. I will be miserable. I need a nice little hot, you know, cubby that I can lay in order to be happy.
Yeah, you do. Well, this episode is just us chilling, I think.
God
this
dang.
We totally
went off on stupid
we
shit.
We haven't gotten to.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't even know.
We're doing dumb cunts things before the dumb cunts things.
God damn it.
That's fine with me.
Dumb cunts.
I actually wanted to ask you about like spices. We were having a conversation before this. Mm. And I'm just curious.
It's that's the kind of heat I can get behind.
Yeah. It's about the only one. But what, I'm curious. I don't think I know that much about your spice likes and dislikes. I just learned a little bit about yours, Shane. Mm-hmm. And then we had jalapenos on pizza the other day. That was delicious.
Oh, boy.
And so I know you like to spice up even a damn pizza.
Yeah.
But where do you guys sit with spice?
Like, I don't.
I know that
garlic.
About you a little bit, but it seems
oregano.
Like you're okay with it more so.
I think I'm getting a little bit better with spice, but just as a rule of thumb with my taste palate, you know, when you go to Taco Bell, mm-hmm. and you get the mild sauce packets.
She thinks that's too hot.
It's really hot. And I put that on my food, and my nose will run, and my eyes water, and my mouth burns, and my lips burn, and they end up a little bit chapped after I'm done eating if I eat the mild sauce from Taco Bell.
I don't really feel that. It's not that big of a difference from mild to fire in my view. I haven't even
tried the fire.
Like it's, I like fire, but that's like minimal hot
for
what I want.
Yeah, fire's all right. Diablo's where it's at. They're Diablo
flavor's
sauce.
A little weak.
Oh, shit, you said it. Where it's at. I got two turntables and a microphone. Where it's at.
There's the singing. It's been a minute.
Got her.
Yeah,
I like the Diablo sauce. I think it's good.
It's hotter, yeah. So I like that. But the flavor's different. I like the flavor of fire, but I like the heat of Diablo. Mm. But I like...
Mix them together, dude.
That's a good fucking... I'm sure they have, just because they're like, well, he only gave me three. I got a fire somewhere in the drawer.
But yeah, fuck, no, spice and I don't get along very well.
That's what about other spices like food from other countries and stuff that have you messed with as far as I guess all the spices are from other countries. We're like that's what we do here. We import things that we like from other places. But
you mean like Thai food?
Yeah. I mean Thai food to me is the different kind of spice where when I had that
I get the non spicy side.
Okay.
Or I don't eat it.
It's good. But their spice
changed me.
Have you
guys ever had Szechuan spice, like mm-hmm. that numbing spice?
Yeah.
That like literally makes your tongue and your throat feel numb?
No, I must not have.
Not that far.
I think I got afraid
like,
of it.
Like authentic Szechuan spice is numbing. Like it's some property of the of the spice that they use. And it's weird, man. Like... Mm. I don't really see the appeal. Like, I like it. Like, the flavor is good, and the heat level is awesome.
Yeah, but then you can't speak afterwards.
But then it's like, yeah, you can. Like, it's not, like, dentist numb. It's just like, whoa, is that my tongue? And you swallow, and you're like, that feels weird.
I think that's awesome. And people are like,
is it just because
cool.
you've just, like,
that.
Burned, scorched the shit out of your skin
no.
in your mouth?
It's some enzyme in the specific type of chilies that they use in the spice. It's something in the actual plant that causes that
So it's numbing not, it's sensation. Not damage. It's actually.
Yeah. But if you didn't know, you'd be like, oh, fuck.
I'm damaged.
I have a problem. It's like, if we're going to go to a place that has spicy food, mm-hmm. there's this dilemma because I don't really like to eat in the world. I like to eat at home. Mm-hmm. And
you don't like to do a lot of things in the world.
Yeah,
you like to
enough.
Do it at home.
Fair enough. But I want to eat hot enough to where I'm sweating. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's making me sweat, then I'm like, this is good. I need more. But then you go to, like, Hu Hot, where we have around here, which is a Mongolian mm-hmm. style, and they go fucking hard. And that's what I like.
They
they're
can.
Like, they're like, we're going to hurt your butthole so bad. You'll need to have a... I don't know. Your butthole won't work anymore. How about that? And then I like that. I'm like, give me double that. And our, you know... Our son knew all of the secrets mm-hmm. behind there because he's like, I'll get you the hottest one. And they're like, I'll try that.
And he sure did.
Yeah, and I just sat there and sweat. And so it was like trying to talk through yeah. dripping. Dude. And I'm like, this is awesome food, but I shouldn't be in public. Should I? I'm looking around. It's like everybody else fucking having a fucking complete cardiac event. I went, sweating out your fucking...
There's this place.
All the toxins. Cardiac event.
There's this place in Airway Heights.
I'm sorry, that's nothing to laugh at, but that was funny.
There's this place in Airway Heights. I haven't been there in a couple years, so I hope they're still there. But it was called Sala Thai. And they were like, they had signs up in this place that were like, we will not be held responsible
yeah.
if you can't handle our spice. Like, you've been warned.
Thai
and we will not refund your meal. And we will call you medical assistance if you need it, but
what?
We won't pay for that either. You know?
What?
Yeah, there's signs up all
so
over.
So to eat at this place, you have to agree to the fact that you might die.
They're like
well, they'll ask you very specifically, like, how hot.
Yeah, and they warn you too. They're like, our 3-star is everybody else's 5-star. Yeah. Like, our shit is hot. So
if our chef touches it with his hands, he'll die.
Right.
So
nice. I went there and I was like, okay, I'm listening. I hear you. I was like, set me up with a 4-star. We'll see how it goes. They're like, are you sure? I'm like, oh God. I was like, yeah, bring it on. So they brought it out and God, it was so good. But I was just like you were talking about, Zach. I'm like, tears streaming down my face. My nose is running.
Oh my God. How do you eat gracefully if you have snot dripping into your food?
You don't.
You blow snot bubbles and you
Why?
Just feel it.
And so like the waitress comes
That's
over.
That's your body telling you danger.
No, I loved it.
It's like, so rad.
Your body is telling you stop.
The waitress came. No, it's just getting out all the gunk.
No. Those are your warnings.
It's cleansing.
That's what your body's doing with the snot running down your face.
I'm cleansing.
Well, purple hair is supposed
like,
to be a warning
like doing
too,
a sweat.
You.
It's like doing a sweat. You're just getting it all out. But the waitress came over and I'm like, and she's like, how you doing? Are you okay? And I'm like, this is so good.
So, okay. I'm looking at the Scoville heat scale.
Where's bird's eye chili?
That's where I'm trying to find. Let's see.
That's a lot of what they use in Thai food, I think, is bird's eye chilies. I could be wrong about that.
It's not going to give me a lot of things. Ghost peppers, a million. When it gets super hot. Have you ever had a ghost pepper?
Yeah.
I have ghost pepper seeds.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I just haven't planted them because I'm afraid.
Fair
but
enough.
I do have the seeds for
I'd like
them.
To try one. What about the Carolina Reaper? You ever had one of those?
Never had one of those, no.
Neither have I.
It's supposed to be real. I've had a hot sauce that had it in it. Carolina Reaper hot sauce and it was very spicy but it was good but
was,
I mean they put all kinds
the
of they kind of put like all kinds of other shit in it too so there's flavor but yeah Carolina Reaper is fucking hot yeah for sure that one's hot
well fucking according to this Carolina Reaper as far as things that you'd want to put in your face that's food is the hottest but I'm sure there's others that are hotter
no,
is it hotter than a ghost pepper?
Pepper X.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's like a hybrid. Like, they fucking bred it specifically
to be ridiculous.
I love
that. I love humans. We're like, let's hurt more.
Yeah.
But apparently, U.S.-grade pepper spray is twice a Carolina Reaper. A little bit more than twice.
Oh, really?
And then pure capsaicin is fucking 3 times more than the pepper spray. Goddamn. We should be spraying capsaicin in motherfuckers' faces.
Yeah, capsaicin capsules.
Fucking A.
There's definitely...
Is that why my coffee tastes funny?
There's definitely a point with spice where I'm like, okay, now this is just not... Like, it's coming at the expense of flavor, and that's where I stop liking it. Yeah. But if there's good flavor, I'll take it as hot as you can give it to me. As long as it still tastes good, burn me up.
What about...
Yeah, but how does your taste buds work when after a certain point of heat scale? I mean, don't they just start to, like, tap out? Because shit is so hot that and it burns so bad that you just can't taste anymore?
I haven't had that experience.
I don't think I have either.
I've never had that experience.
I got it where it was so hot to where my mouth hurt, kind of.
Yeah.
But I was still like, I still kind of want to go back for more.
Really?
Yeah. I've had it so hot
my
where
lips
I, like,
start burning and I can't. When my lips start burning, I can't.
Gotta get past
move.
The pain.
I've had it so
fuck
hot
that,
where
not
like
for food.
I was like short of breath and like my back hurt.
Mm. Oh yikes.
You know, and I was like, oh, this is it. But like it goes away. You just got it's like getting too high. You just gotta ride through
yeah,
it. Like
just
you'll,
wait.
You'll be okay.
Just wait. You'll
just,
get a fucking
just breathe through it. Cry a little if you need to.
Crab okay.
Yeah, but if it's
later.
Too hot you can't even breathe. It hurts.
There is some of that.
It hurts for the air yeah. to pass through
there is that.
Your sinuses even.
In through your nose, out through your mouth.
Yep, that's right.
Mom, yeah, but then the say. Hot air from your lungs is burning your tongue
that's
even
fine.
More.
It's better than your sinuses.
Well, people drink milk, but I watched Gordon Ramsay on
Milk does
Hot
not
Ones.
Fucking help.
No, it doesn't
that
at all.
That is a myth.
We did that at just a chicken wing place, and it was like, that's making it worse.
Water makes it worse, though, for sure. I don't think milk makes it worse, but
I think
it doesn't help.
If you've got a burning mouth, drinking anything carbonated makes it worse.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, because
yeah,
I've tried
it feels
that.
Terrible.
It's
Gordon,
awful.
Yeah. Gordon Ramsay on Hot Ones was, I just saw a clip.
God,
he was
such a bitch about it.
That's
it
what it looked like. But he was just spraying that, what was it, lemon juice or some shit, or lime juice or something?
Yeah, he did
oh,
all.
Oh, he's trying to cut the
He did
oils.
All kinds of mm-hmm. crazy shit on there, but yeah. He's just a Brit. He's not built for that.
How dare you? How dare you? Yeah, fair enough. We're not spicy people.
Yeah.
We could be some fucking
Hey, full disclosure, I, for the majority of my life, was an absolute bitch about spice. Like, mm-hmm. Just smelling chili powder made me go, ah! Mm-hmm. You know, like chili flakes that they have in the shakers at pizza places. I was like, no, that'll kill me. Yeah, but
now you're like,
yeah, I'm like, and it only changed. Shaker, it only changed. You guys know this, but for all you guys listening at home, it only changed because there was this little Mexican place across from my office that I worked for like 5 years. And
it's a good story.
And I went in there a lot because it was right there, and he had good food, and I love Mexican food.
But he called you a bitch.
But then I went in there one day, and like I kind of, I had a relationship with this guy at this point, and he's like, how come you never take my spicy red sauce? I make it myself. It's really good. And I'm like, cause I'm a bitch, man. I can't. I was like,
I know, that's why I'm asking.
I was like, it'll hurt me. I can't handle spice. And he goes, you know why? And I said, why? He said, just because you don't eat enough spice. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. And he's like, I'm serious, man. And he goes, eat a lot of spicy things for like a month. And he goes, you'll be totally fine with spice. And I was
won't
like,
won't be a bitch anymore.
I was like, there's no fucking way. And he's like, try it. You won't know unless you try it. And I was like, all right.
A month?
I was like, all right. Yeah, I know. Like a month. I was like, geez, that's a long time to suffer.
Can my ass handle
yeah,
it?
Yeah, my poor butthole. But but I did.
You'll get used to it too.
I did. And I'll be damned.
It's not just your mouth that burns, your whole,
it's the whole
system.
Pipe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the price of admission, or at least it was for me. But
shitting yourself in the car.
Yeah.
Running down your leg. That's the price of admission.
It didn't affect my bowel control. It was just spicy when I had to go.
Oh.
But
really? You didn't end up with liquid shit?
No. It's not Taco Bell.
No. Yeah. Like, the food was really good quality. Yeah. It was just spicy
so
in and out.
So it's not the spice that gives you liquid shit?
No.
No, it's Taco Bell specifically.
Oh.
Literally, it's their...
That's the only spicy food I ever eat.
I was
so,
like, how is this news
like,
to you?
The cutting of corners. See, when they say it's beef, it's a percentage of beef that they can get away with saying... For
so
it to
just,
not be sludge.
I was today years old when I learned that it's not spice that gives you the shits.
No.
It's just Taco Bell.
It's just the employees having sex over your guacamole.
Oh, God.
Allegedly.
Pretty sure, though. Pretty sure that's what it
is. Yeah. But yeah. No, I'll be damned if it did. He was right, man. Like, it cured, like, I was like, yeah, but if I can eat it and enjoy it, but then it still hurts me on the way out, that's not worth it. But it fixed both issues.
Yeah, both ends good.
Like, I was like, I can eat a shitload of spicy food and I'm fine in and out.
And life is better now because
and it's
of
so
it.
Much
and it no
better,
longer
dude.
Burns,
it's
burns,
like,
burns.
It's like a whole new world. A whole new world. Yeah, I love spice now. Like, Will used to, like, steer me away. He's like, don't eat that. Because Will's always been good with spice. He's like, he's down to play. And he'd always, when we were younger, he's like, don't eat that. It'll kill you. I'm like, oh, but it looks good. And he's like, don't.
Not you,
so
sorry.
I always trusted him. And like now, we went out to eat at this barbecue place in Coeur d'Alene a couple weeks ago. And they brought over this like spicy,
beautiful.
This like sorry. Spicy mustard that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. Like I was dipping stuff in it. And I'm like, oh yeah, bring more of that. That's good. So they brought our entree, and he's like, all right, I have mild barbecue sauce, like our regular barbecue sauce, and then I have spicy barbecue sauce, but it's pretty spicy. And I was like, bring the spicy stuff. And he's like, okay. And this dude behind me was like, don't do it.
It's always somebody.
I turned around. I was like, why not? And he's like, I thought I was good with spice, and I wasn't, man. And he's like, it's hot. And I was like, okay, duly noted. And so he brought it over, and I took a little fingerful of it and tried it. And I was like, oh, that's fucking good. It's not even that bad. And I just doused everything in, and the guy's like, oh my God.
You have not learned the lesson yet. You need more spice in your life.
But yeah, Will was laughing. He was like, you know, once upon a time, I would have steered you away from that. But he goes, you're on the level. Now
you're bathing in it, buddy.
It's fucking awesome.
Yep.
I don't know. So that was really what did it for you, that moment in time for you.
Yeah.
And you're yet to have your moment in time.
I don't want my moment.
But it's good for, like, spices are good for you. They're good for your body.
I know that.
Yeah.
I'm fully aware.
Why cheat yourself?
And why do I have to
look
have
at us just, like, dancing through the meadow?
I get
and you're
it.
Like, I don't want
it.
Dance in no fucking meadow.
I want to be in our club.
I eat a fuck ton of spices, but it doesn't have to have a Scoville rating for it to be healthy for you. No, it does not.
You need to sweat from your eyes for it to be good.
No.
If your butt hole isn't crying, then you aren't trying.
Get the Scovilles up. Hey, let's get some pepper spray. Let's start her off hot.
Thank you. No.
For me, literally, I went from being like,
I'm not
I
asking
hate spice.
For advice. I'm not like, hey, man.
No, I know. Nice shot.
Yeah, I know. Your brain did the same thing mine did. But I'm not saying, hey, man, help me.
I just want you to quit mansplaining. Stand down. Return to base.
I'm husband-splaining. It's a very small role in the conversation.
I don't have any desire to eat spicy food.
I'm not talking to you. I'm just saying that, like, I had Thai food one time, and I was not warned properly by signs and orange fucking people with orange jackets. And it changed me because it was like, oh, that's way hotter than any food I've ever had, any peppers I've ever had. And then after that, it was kind of like when I drove through California through like some of the stupidest terrain in a snowstorm. And it was like, no matter what I do now when I drive, I'm like, it's not that. That was dumb. This is nothing compared to that. And that's what I feel like with spice. I'm like, it wasn't that.
That
Thai food moment where I was surprised.
Thai spice does not mess around.
No, that was awesome.
I had spicy food. I'm married to you. It wasn't that long ago. Right. I had spicy food and you got to experience what happens when it's too spicy for me. Because it's not just my mouth that burns. It's my throat. Mm. And I start coughing and I gag and I cough and I can't breathe. And then I throw up.
Weak.
So, you know.
Well, I mean, there's like not being like not tolerating spicy food, and then there's like people that are actually sensitive to capsaicin.
That sounds
like more what you've got going on, because like you just like you just smell something and your body's like,
yeah,
reject.
Well, this happened with it's the Nissin noodle bowls.
Yeah.
That they sell, they're just, and it's the fiery beef.
That garbage that I used to eat so much.
There's a fiery beef. Yeah. I had that, and it was so hot. I didn't even put the sauce, the spice packet in it. It was just the base.
It might just be the quality of the crap in there.
Well, okay, but it burned me.
Well, it did that too.
And my throat was on fire, and I had a hard time breathing. Oh. I was coughing, and I ended up throwing up because I was gag coughing because the burn was so bad. My body doesn't do well with capsaicin.
I'm not trying to sell you on it.
Okay.
I don't want you to. Don't think I'm trying to sell you.
We're just sad you don't get to love it like we do.
I'm just saying.
We just don't get to go sweat in public as much as I'd like, you know?
It's a miserable thing there's a bunch of food that tastes fucking rad that doesn't. I don't have to suffer for.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, you know.
That's true.
Anyways.
That is true.
We just want you in our club because it's lonely.
I don't
want
to be in your club.
I just love it, man. Like, I sincerely had no idea what I was missing all those years that I couldn't deal with spicy food. Like, if somebody was to ask me tomorrow, hey, you get one more meal, what's it going to be? I'm going to be like,
spice me up.
5-star from a good Indian restaurant, get me one of each. Like, I want all the spicy curry and just drown me in it. That's how I can go.
Yeah. The rest of the world likes spices a lot. Mm-hmm. The United States is like, let's make the pizza a little more mild than that.
Oh.
Like, what?
Yeah. Cover it in jalapenos.
yeah, exactly.
Jalapenos, speaking of. I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, but not all jalapenos are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Like, I'll get jalapenos from the store sometime and just, like, dip them in a little bit of ranch and, like, eat them like an apple. And they're good. And usually jalapeno spice, I'm like, that's spicy, but it's good. Like, it's not, jalapenos are not that bad. But every once in a while, yeah, there's a fucking jalapeno that lights you up like you've never, like, it's mm-hmm. like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Ow. Oh, wow. Ah, what's it? Are you sure this is a jalapeno? Yeah. Oh,
give me
God.
More.
They're not all created equal, that's for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. some jalapenos have some gene in them that everyone's, like, every one in 100 is just like, ha, fuck you.
There's probably a strain somewhere where they're like, we're the fuck you jalapeno. If you'd like us, we're at the store, but we're in the back.
I thought somebody at Qdoba punked me one day. I always get jalapenos in my little make your own bowl taco salad shit. Mm-hmm. And they're like pickled jalapenos, which are like totally not spicy. Right. They just taste good. And so I'm munching them, and I ate like three of them in a bite, and it lit me. I was like, I had to get up and walk around. I was like, oh,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I got to go outside. What is happening? Oh, God. I thought somebody at Qdoba was just having a laugh and like fucking mm-hmm. cut up a fucking ghost pepper in there or something.
Like, well, you come in a lot. I think you've graduated to ghost pepper.
Right. Like, I was not. Oh,
please. That should be consensual. Anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's bad. Could you? I mean, that's a practical joke that put me in the hospital.
That's terrorism.
Well, what do you say we do a little dumb country and talk some video games?
Yes,
it's a nice chill episode this week.
Let's go.
Ooh, let's go.
Dumb cunts doing dumb cunt things.
Doing dumb cunt things.
Cause we're all dumb cunts.
Nothing ever makes sense. Cause we're all fucked up.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go. A Victor Wembanyama Emerald Diamond.
Oh,
that's what happens when you make us be quiet for more than 2 seconds. We're like,
we explode. We explode. And the limiters are like, there you are. Okay.
Yeah, shit. Gotta let it out.
Limiters are a thing in engineering of sound. Sorry. So we thought we'd talk about if we were going to make a game, hypothetically, mm-hmm. like what does the game have to have in it?
Boobs.
Lots and lots. Tits. Lots of boobs.
We're talking gameplay, not visuals.
Tits and ass.
Tits and ass. I think tits and ass are probably.
All right, mechanics, serious.
Yes.
Jiggle physics. Yeah. I'll see myself out. Yeah.
She's going to be doing a lot of that, so she'll be like, we're not going to have the jiggle so much, Shane. No. We're going to dial back the jiggle.
We're
going to
have, like, original Tomb Raider. They're just three triangles that are bink. And they don't move at all.
And no one cares. We were all at that time like, yeah, that's the best thing in video game history right there. We're weird creatures.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, we want to make a game that we want to play a lot. Mm-hmm. And so what do you have to have in it? What are the major things that you'd want in it?
Collectible things.
Mm-hmm.
How about, like, compared to what game? Well, which game would you say is like, wow, that game collects the best?
That's a tough call. There's a lot of games that do it really well. Like the newer Zelda games, like Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom.
I haven't played those.
Those are good.
I haven't played that.
Those are good collectible games.
Like loot box type collectibles, or is it?
No, it's more like there's 800 of these hidden throughout the world.
Mm.
Keep your eye out. See if you can find them all.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
And then you can like spend them as currency to get like a bigger backpack or
has some of
shit like that.
Is that kind of dialed back in games? Because that used to be in every game back in the day where collect 100 of these shards or whatever.
I don't know. I mean, it's still in a lot of games, but
I guess it's not an NBA 2K24.
That's the one right. You're currently playing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in a certain genre of games forever, I feel like. Mm. Like RPGs almost always have collectible things in them.
Yeah.
But like not all collectibles are created equal either, you know. Mm-hmm. Like there's definitely it's got to be satisfying.
Well,
like,
yeah,
there has to be
a
reason to collect.
You can't put your player's life on the line and risk losing your entire save file for something you could have just gone to the market and bought.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's got to be worth it.
That should be part of this conversation as well. What are some things? Maybe that's a better place to start. What are some things that are absolute no's? If you have an
long loading screens.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I got this one. This is my number one no. If you have an animal buddy in the game, and I think they should. That animal is a cheat code, and right now you'll just know it's not going to die. There will not be an animal that dies in the game unless you shoot it in the face because it's a zombie animal.
I'm a masochist. I'm just like, yeah, fucking rip my heart out
and
step on it. That's what I want out of a video game.
Okay, so if it's
maybe I need
game,
to flip my mentality. I don't know.
There's
gotta
be
there's gotta be
something in the settings where you can flip it so that the animals don't die.
Well, I mean, I remember in Skyrim, at least in the one version that I played,
Shadowmare.
Nobody could die if they were with you. They're like just getting hammered by something. They're like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
So the dog would like fall off the mountain and they're like, oh shit, and then it'd show up you know, 10 seconds later, like, oh, there you are. Hey, buddy. So I kind of like that, even though it's not realistic. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. We can discuss that. I'm not, it's not my number one.
I get mad at that. I'm like, why? This isn't like real life. This is garbage.
You would be splat. Come on, splat. The thing I've been loving for the last 400 hours.
Yeah.
I will never forget losing Shadowmare in Skyrim.
Because I remember that too.
Yeah, because it was during the. You never exit your game if you're on your horse. Don't save it and exit your game if you're riding your horse. Because then when it reloads, it doesn't know where to start.
There's a distinct anger, and this is like all primal shit that we have. So it's like from some like, oh, we didn't get the food today, and fucking now I'm going to get yelled at. Mm-hmm. That comes from when you're playing a game and something like that happens, where it's a weird kind of anger that mm-hmm. I don't have anywhere else.
Right.
Like, I remember when I first got the Nintendo, the 8-bit Nintendo, that thing showed me a little bit about myself, where it's like, I'm willing to hit a computer thing if it pisses me off. Bam, like, you know, and it's like, God damn, little 8-year-old, what the fuck's wrong with you? It's a little 8-bit football game. You didn't get the touchdown. Oh, well. I'm like, It's like, and then you're just like, wow, I didn't have anything in my life that ever brought that out in me before.
Yeah, video games when I was a kid were definitely a crash course in how to deal with my emotions.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like, I can't be doing that a lot. Yeah, that was weird.
I got out of control a few times playing games when I was a kid. Like, something would frustrate me so much, and I'd like didn't know what to do with that emotion, so I'd start crying and raging.
You know,
tears streaming down my face, ripping apart my bedroom. Like, I don't understand why this is happening.
Your parents are calling all sorts of folk, like, military? What do we do with this?
We need an exorcism.
We're send them off to camp for sure.
Yeah.
Military school, that was the threat to our generation.
One. Yeah. I think something that a video game needs is it has to feel rewarding. Whatever that looks like there has to be mm-hmm. like a solid reward system in place. Like, oh, you did this, so you get this, and it's not meaningless bullshit. It's mm-hmm. like, you got this thing, and that's a fucking cool thing to have.
What game did that really well?
And you earned it. There's been several.
You know, like a skill tree kind of thing, or are you talking more like real? Like,
yeah, or mm-hmm. loot, or whatever it is. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, say you're collecting new heroes to use or whatever. It's like, oh, I ground out and beat this level, and holy shit, I got this hero that's right. like super strong and my ally now, and it's only because I did this thing that was hard to do, you know? Or
you're
like
playing
loot.
Pal World, aren't you?
No, I mean, Power World's kind of like that. There's Power World's a little more random because, like, you could find this awesome, powerful thing that was hard to get to, and then you might fuck it up and accidentally kill it. And
oh shit!
Like, oh, I didn't get to catch it, and so now it's fucking fuck me, I guess.
Oh wow!
So it's no guarantees in that one, but no, like the original Destiny did a pretty good job with that. Like they're called shooter looters, is that kind of subgenre, but like you'd be running around and you pull off a mission, and then there's like, and it's like, oh, random loot drops like engrams, right? And then you have to go decode them, and they turn into like weapons or armor or mm-hmm. whatever, vehicles sometimes if you get really lucky. Like, there was a bit of randomness to it, but like when you did a mission, and then you always get loot no matter what, and then even if you can't use the loot, you could break it down and use it to make your current stuff
that's
stronger,
good too.
You know. Mm-hmm. But then when you get like a good, you're like, oh my god, I got this legendary, you know, pulse rifle, or this legendary rocket launcher, or a bow, and you're like, dude, this is like mm-hmm. that. You hardly ever see those, and I just got one. Mm-hmm. It's fucking sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should have music when you get those rare things. It's just like that. Where the
straight Zelda stuff.
Can we not have over encumbered? Can we figure out a different way to do?
I'm for that. I think pocket dimensions.
I'm for that too.
I'm pro pocket dimensions.
Or make it so where
you just store everything in your prison pocket.
You're infinite. Why are you walking like that, man?
Your prison pocket of holding.
Well, if you could have your, you know, be able to carry infinite pockets, then you would have no need for outside storage. Mm-hmm. Unless you just wanted to organize it, because you couldn't, you know, organize it in your pocket inventory.
Is it okay to ignore it? Like, I don't want to ignore it necessarily, but doesn't Badlands 3, like that was, or Badlands 2, don't they just ignore? Because you just get guns all everywhere, don't you? Or
you talking about Borderlands?
What did I say, Badlands?
Badlands.
Yeah, Borderlands.
I was like, I don't think I've played Badlands.
Badlands, that sounds like a game I could play.
Yeah, Borderlands, you get loot like crazy.
And they just ignore the weight, or I don't remember.
No.
Are there any games that
do? There's inventory limits.
Is there?
But,
okay.
Yeah. But, like, most of the loot that you get, you kind of just, like, sell or dismantle anyway, and you're just sort of keeping your eye out for good stuff that's better than what you have.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's a better way to make it realistic with...
I feel like...
Know, like, have a wagon that you drag along. Like, it goes in the wagon. Fuck me. You know?
I feel like a cool mechanic would be to have, like, a pocket dimension that you can carry with you. Like, a pendant or a bracelet or some little item.
Mm-hmm. It's not then, on this realm. It's
then,
in another realm.
And then
realm.
You can access it and, like, your character actually goes into this different dimension that's, like, your storage room. And you can, like... You know, make it grander and organize it however you want.
We already got zombies going. Now we got to have it, a VTEC.
Give
that
it
makes
themes
sense.
And shit.
That's so
you know?
Cool. What yeah. a great idea.
And I'm like, because then you could just be like running around the world and you'd be like, wait, pocket dimension. And then you're like in your little private storeroom of glory. And you're like, here's all my things. That's a set of armor that I ripped off of a guy whose dick I chopped off. Over here we have the Frostmourne. That's from a different game, but I got it.
That would be a fun thing to do in like the trophy room is to, instead of just having like the thing that you got, have like a little, you know, if Angus is like, well, I did. I pulled that out, the dick off of that fucking thing that was chasing me, and that's just, it's got it's a picture like of the
customizable plaques.
Yeah, exactly.
Under everything.
Like, yeah. Are you talking about a vortex?
VTEX.
A VTEX.
Yeah.
A pocket dimension that basically supports the inventory for every game you've ever played.
I mean, that'd be cool.
kind of like a cloud.
That'd be kind of
where
sweet.
Everything is just plopped into this. That would be interesting.
It's time to go to Doom.
It's all your inventory organized by game.
I'm for it. That would be
it's
awesome.
It's in a cabinet or something labeled Dune.
Yeah.
Zelda.
Oh, dude, if you could cross like any game with if you could take like Grand Theft Auto game and then grab the Doom BFG or the fucking some of the weapons from probably Destiny or
cross-platform play with these games, that would be fun.
Yeah, it'll never happen, but
Saints
it would
Row
be super
weapons
cool.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like those games. It's the same concept as like those like Marvel versus Capcom or whatever. Mm-hmm. Where it's like taking two universes and putting them in the same game and be like, fight each other.
Yeah,
you know, or
yeah.
Super Smash Brothers was that same type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, doing that, having like a, you know, like, here's a bunch of popular games that you've played, and here's an intersection where they all crash into each other violently.
That'd be interesting.
Have fun. Licensing, never
going to
happen.
Impossible, yeah. That's no fun.
But it would be pretty cool.
It would be cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, what's the best zombie game that you guys have ever played?
I've never played a zombie game.
So that's something to look into, kind of to see. Mm-hmm. I've only played a handful myself. I played a little Resident Evil... At least through my life, at some point.
Wait a minute! I played Resident Evil
a
long
you?
Time ago. It was okay. at it was in California.
Jump scares.
Literally, like very very short period because it was with you and the boy.
Yeah,
I think
that sounds right.
And I couldn't handle the jump scares. It bothered me so much.
I've played a lot of zombie games. There's a lot of good ones too. Different flavors. Like they're good for different reasons, but Dead Island was cool. God, why am I gapping on the name? They just made a sequel to it like a year or two ago. It's more of like an emotional storytelling. Ellie is the main character. Fuck, why am I gapping on the name? They had cool zombies because they were, it was from like a fungal infection.
Mm.
And so their zombies were kind of like myconid-esque. Like they were sort of mushroom zombies almost. And they would like click.
Hmm.
And you're like,
that would freak
a cool
me out.
Turn.
Yeah, it was freaky, but it was cool because I was like, ooh, that's kind of a fun take on zombies. But like, they would just kind of like stand there inert. Some of them would. They just stand there inert, and you had to like sneak through. And while you're sneaking, everything kind of got black and white. And so you're just like, oh, please don't see me, please don't see me. And then you kick something, and it makes a noise, and you're like, and they start clicking, and you're like, no.
That's cool.
Somebody out there screaming the name at their fucking phone or computer right now. I don't know why I'm gapping on it.
I don't even know. I don't have my phone in front of me, or I'd look it up.
Well, in the
but I don't know what to look up. So
it's like left, something left. I want to say
left for dead, left dead. God knows, it's dead something.
I'm gonna find it.
Okay.
Dead left.
Carry on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Right. Well, in our little world of post-apocalyptic, I tried to go against some of the rules of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't like slow zombies. I know that there's tons of different versions of zombies. I like the idea.
Have you seen
Z? Yeah. Right. There's quite a few.
I think it's called Z, isn't it? The name of the movie
Z Nation?
No, it's just Z.
I don't know. World War Z?
Maybe it's World War Z.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where they're really fucking fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I like is, like, if you were athletic in life, mm-hmm. then yeah, like if you're getting chased by the track team zombies, you're fucking, you better haul ass. But if yep. you're getting chased by, you know, normies or whatever, then it's like, eh, you're probably fine. They twist their ankles too.
Mm-hmm. I found it.
Okay. What is it?
It's The Last of Us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really, really, really good. I think they made a show out of it too.
They were smashing their heads against their fucking yeah. devices for sure.
Yeah.
It's like, it's one of the greatest I know. Games of it all is. Fucking...
It's The Last of Us.
And it is. It's really good. But yeah, like other zombie games, honorable mention, Dying Light. Mm. There's two of those. Those are fucking really, really, really fun zombie games. Mm. Like you're stuck in a city, basically, that's been quarantined off from the rest of the world. And you can, like, they have, like, parkour mechanics in it, too. Mm. So you can sort of, like, run through this, like, slum city.
Can you imagine Angus doing fucking parkour in a game? Fucking parkour,
parkour, baby!
Oh, my back! It'd be fun. Assassin's Creed style.
Right.
I'll find you! I'll save you!
Oh, no.
But yeah,
that'd be, there's that some would limits be to the to credulity there.
I think another one that I liked was, I mean, there's the show The Walking Dead, mm-hmm. also graphic novels, but there was a studio called Telltale Games that made, like, they're basically games that are graphic novels that you sort of, like, make decisions on your way through, and it changes how the game turns out, like a Goosebumps choose your own adventure kind of thing. Mm. But they made them in, like, popular fictional worlds. They made a bunch of different games, but they did a series of Walking Dead games where you're, like, in the world of The Walking Dead, but you're, like, you're a character and there's other characters, and, like, you have to make decisions, and depending on how you decide, like, somebody dies mm-hmm. or somebody doesn't die, or, like, maybe you die. Mm-hmm. It was really, really good. Everything that Telltale made was really good. I think they shut down because of internal politics, but...
Mm. Well, let's not let that happen.
Yeah.
What is the most satisfying part of those games? Or maybe a couple of satisfying parts from each?
For me, it's just, like, the weight of your decisions, like the consequences of what you do, you know, or it's just like, I was trying to do the right thing and it was the wrong thing. It was so wrong.
What if Angus was always trying to do the wrong thing in the first place because he doesn't get it?
Well, when we were talking about this, one person that we were talking to said their suggestion was being able to choose which direction you're going to go with your character is important in a video game for them. So, like, you choose whether you are going to be, so it, the more bad shit you do, the more bad you become in the game.
Yeah.
And then having the storyline support that aspect of your character. Mm-hmm. Or the more good shit you do, helpful, whatever.
Well, Angus isn't a bad character. He's just a stupid character. So it's well, not I know, yeah. But he gives the chaos.
But you had asked what yeah. about, and that's what they said.
Yeah, that's good.
We could have an alignment system, but instead of good and bad, it's like smooth brain or wrinkly brain. It's like, oh, your brain just got smoother.
I like that. Write that on the list. Like, for me, I mean, basically, it's a lot of the zombie games are shooters, right? They're going to be you shooting things or...
A lot of them, yeah. Or at the very least, they involve, like, blades and bows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was... in
There
the
should
first,
be a limit to the weapons.
In the first Dying Light, there was not much in the way of guns. It was all, like, blades and hammers and improvised weapons. Like, that was the thing that was cool for me, is, like, you could get, like, a construction hammer, and you're like, okay, like, this has stats, and I can smash some heads with it, but then you can, like, find pieces, and, like, I'm going to attach a blowtorch to this hammer, so now it's a fire hammer. You're like, oh, I can hook 9-volt batteries to the bottom of it and put wires on it, and now it's an electrocution hammer.
Well, Angus has a chainsaw glove, so that can help.
You go. You know. Yeah. Maybe but hook a blowtorch on it, and then it's a fire chainsaw glove, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Pineapple pen. Pineapple fucking apple pen. We live in Spokane, so
that
Idaho.
We do.
So we have, to be realistic, we would have the most amount of possible guns because of North Idaho. We have probably whatever caliber weapons. If they just make a little trip and they're like, oh, we went in this house, holy shit, and now, I mean, it'd really be kind of the cheat
arsenal.
Code. It would be an arsenal, yeah. So
yeah, we could just hole up in the Cabela's.
Yeah.
A lot of shotguns.
Celties. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know a guy's house, for just one guy, where it's like, we're good for
the
apocalypse.
Cabela's, yeah. Isn't it?
That's like a shitty Cabela's.
It's
too.
Like the only Cabela's. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that one.
Yeah.
But it's the only one yep. within 500 miles. Yeah,
the one.
Not until you get to the pyramid.
Fucking dumbass.
That's bait. That's crazy. Well, what else we got for this game? What else must be in the game, would you say? I mean, I like the skill tree kind of thing. I like the idea of driving around Spokane mm-hmm. and driving the Alpha and driving Dave's little post-apocalyptic Prius mm-hmm. and trying to figure out.
I like collecting.
Chugsy.
I love collecting and crafting. I love collectibles.
Yeah.
I love finding materials.
See, that's,
I love crafting.
I don't know
things.
Why this happened, but it works out perfect because Angus is like, you know, farm for me, Dave. Make me fucking Hot Pockets, Dave. You know,
and it doesn't have to be a farm, but being able
but
to
something, some kind know, of semblance of society. You know, that would be
building,
one of the characters' main goal. Would be like, let's try and get some normalcy.
Right, I love that.
I do too. And looking for survivors would be a pretty key.
Yeah,
like in the show, Angus is looking for his zombified family, mm-hmm. kind of not really hard.
Right.
Or his son is looking for his mom. But
I think we need to be able to make a zombie terrarium. It's like, yeah, you kill the zombies to survive, but if you can catch a cool zombie,
well, there's Zombie Steve.
We got like a zombie,
that'd be a
zombie playground. Like, we got to give them stuff to shamble on. And
oh, that makes me want to go do that right now. There's Zombie Steve.
We could do like a zombie gauntlet where they have to like run through some swinging brains on ropes and shit.
Oh my god!
Yikes, that would be rad.
Yeah, and that'd then be... you get like you can have like your whole menagerie. It's just like, look at these zombies I caught. Look at what they're doing. And look at that one. He's missing half his head.
Yeah. A lot of games have those collectible things where you're like, oh, look at my animal collection or
right.
my flowers or whatever.
Look at all the things that I did.
We'll write that on the list.
I got a zombie Liam.
Yeah, exactly. I got a zombie Jose Montez. Yeah. Fat uh-huh. cat.
Some cross, some like multiversal shenanigans would be fun too. It's just like, other, like that's a zombie Smurf that just ran by. What the fuck?
Right.
Do we still piss on it or not? Do we piss on it or not?
I like the idea of Easter eggs.
I don't like the idea. I don't really like the idea of whipping our dick out around zombies, especially zombie Smurfs. They're at a level.
I don't know if I could combine those things in my head though, because I like keeping them separate. But I like the idea of doing some Easter eggs and like.
Well, I like doing things that you're not comfortable with. That's what
you.
I like.
Well, the idea of Angus going through basically Kung Fury mode.
Yeah.
But you know, like Angus mode would be. Let's bring in the T-Rex and the jetpacks mm-hmm. and the mech walker.
Yeah.
And for this moment in time, they're doing a mech walker mission. And you're like, why? It's because Angus wrote the episode, this part.
Yeah.
Why not? And there's just, I doubt we'll be able to license any of the theme songs people would recognize. But they could hum along to be like, dan-da-da-dan-o, dan-da-da-dan-o. It's like, is that Knight Rider? Yes, let's do it.
I think it would be cool to have those.
Nope, six different notes.
Unlockable.
Different song.
Have that shit hidden somewhere in the world and have that unlockable. So when you find it, you're able to unlock the aspect. You're able to unlock the fucking
unlock
dinosaur.
An entire yeah.
With the storyline that goes with it.
Or like have it be like an aspect of Angus, like he goes into the Avatar state.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And it's like it warps reality, and it's like, what the fuck was that? Is that a tank? We don't have those. We do now.
Like, remember the movie? Did you ever see the movie Sucker Punch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
God, that was fucked up.
Dude, that movie
fucked my
stuck
brain.
With me. I went and saw that in the theater, too. I don't know why. But
did
I
did, too.
Yeah.
I got drunk in the theater watching that.
Did you?
That was kind of a mistake.
That's a trippy
we
movie.
We rented it from the Redbox.
But I saw that. Oh, is that right?
We rented it from
oh,
the Redbox.
Oh, were we married then? I thought it was before we... Mm-mm. I thought it came out before we were married.
I don't know if it came out, but we watched it together, because I saw it with you.
Oh, good. I'm at that age now where I'm like, fuck if I remember. I don't remember. Good.
You witnessed it here, folks. No, I don't. I would never have watched that movie.
You're right.
Had it not
we got
been
in California,
you.
Did we? I have no fucking idea.
I have no idea either.
When was I born?
I thought it was in the basement bedroom.
No way.
On A Street.
Zach was just in a fugue state, and that was the only thing he latched onto.
Yeah.
Sucker Punch. I don't know where I was or what was happening, but
I remember seeing it on
punch.
A big screen.
I think it was in the A Street. Maybe you saw it before, and you're like, this, you've got to see this movie. You've got to see it.
But if we pulled it out of a red
and
box, then that wouldn't
happened.
Have been, it would have been new. Well,
I
anywho,
definitely would not have gone to a theater and watched it.
It was a trippy-ass movie, and it's not like I just remember seeing the kind of stuff that they were selling was like looked very comic booky and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you saw it and you're like,
holy, this is dark as fuck.
Jacob's Ladder, bro. What the fuck just happened
dark
here?
Dark as fuck. What what's going on, lobotomizer?
Mm-hmm. Anywho. All right, so that. What else? Driving around the Lilac City would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a lot of like pothole. Even if it was just
downtown
like
pothole.
Forza Spokane would be pothole. So,
every two.
But there are some spots, some spaces where you could probably let the alpha fucking
don't get
go
off
all
on
out.
Freya, man. It's full of moguls.
No shit.
I think you know there's got to be potholes in there where you get lost. You enter the VTEX.
For sure. You fall in one and it's like, well,
there's definitely one as you're taking the state line exit and turning right onto Celtics.
That's how you get to your pocket inventory dimension. You have to jump into a pothole.
Yeah, that's a Spokane game. Although I feel like a lot of cities up northish areas have.
I have never experienced potholes ever in my life like the ones we have here.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck
I just
about
them don't. Even
it's a road. Why are we allowing people that are obviously not good at the roads to do the roads?
Right. Well, fuck, I forget the name of the city in California, just north of Tracy by 40 miles.
Oh,
not Stockton, but Stockton.
Yeah, that was fucking.
That was terrible.
Broke half our shit in the moving truck on the freeway. It's like, did we just go through a freeway pothole?
You know, and it's so funny because they weren't really potholes. What it was so worn and cracked.
Yeah, it was like a ramp.
That
you
it
just
was
jumped off ramps. There were slots of freeway.
But you could see the asphalt from the previous asphalt. You know how they just re-asphalt something and they just lay new asphalt over it? But you could see like the layers separated and part of it came off the upper layer.
It's like tree rings.
Yeah,
this
part
road
of it came off.
Approximately 7 billion years old from the Cretaceous
this is where,
period.
You can see what year it was that they stopped giving a fuck about these roads.
It's just right? So crazy because, you know, the speed limit is 65, I think.
Oh, it's like 80 in California. The whole damn thing.
The actual, like, posted speed limit.
I think this speed limit, I don't know.
I know it wasn't posted 80.
Everybody's going 85.
No, I'm not
easy.
Saying that. Okay, I'm not saying that that's not true. Enough. I'm saying the posted speed is like 65 or whatever, I think, through Stockton.
You're probably right.
But the roads are saying 25 because if you go any faster than that, you're fucking up your everything.
Or big screen TV.
You just drive through it and you need alignment for your car.
Well, if you just go fast enough.
Yeah, then you're kind of like skiing. Yeah.
That is how potholes work. They prove that the faster you go, the less fucking violence you'll...
Until it's big enough. Like, oh my God. When we went over to Emerald...
That's not a pothole anymore.
We went to Emerald City Comic Con. We got off of the freeway on this exit and it was raining. It was dark. And that wasn't super lit, and so we got off the freeway, still doing like 65, starting to slow down, hit this fucking pothole that clacked my teeth together.
Ooh.
I was just like at speed, and I was like, holy shit, like I was like, we need to check the rims, like that was
that's crazy.
Like on an off ramp, come on guys.
You think somebody would have called that in and be like, can we do something here,
just at least spray something in it for the time being? Like that's gonna kill somebody.
That's what I'm saying. If we as society were like, okay, roads are important, if we do something about roads we could probably save thousands of lives a year. Let's all just pay $10 a month. We'll pick out of, there'll be
rent
a lot of people.
Rent a road.
Let's just, if we do that, then we'll have video game roads, bumper roads, lit up, heated roads where it's cold. Fuck it. It's going to be great.
I think a better solution is just to leap forward in tire technology. It's like whatever bump you go over, your tire just absorbs that shit and you never feel it.
That'd be nice. Somebody's had to have tried that, but it's probably like the physics right now.
Tires make me angry. They're so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Why must they be?
And they're like, we can't legally let you leave.
I know. Right? We legally cannot let you leave.
It's like, what other business does that? Seriously. I just came in here to browse.
It's like war profiteering. They're like, you're not allowed to be on the road unless you pay us $2,000 for all four tires. You can't replace just two. You need all four of them.
That whole industry around licensing and stuff when it comes to your vehicle feels real scammy.
Gummy.
Yeah.
It does.
It's like,
it does.
You have to have this sheet of paper on the back of your thing to move your own vehicle from your front yard to your backyard.
Yeah.
It's like, the fuck I do.
Yeah. Think twice if you decide to let it sit and not drive it for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We know
you have 15 days to let them know that you did something with your vehicle.
We know that you paid money and had to pass courses to have the right to operate one of these, but we know you had to pay taxes on it when you bought it, and we know that you have to put money into it all the time to keep it on the road, but also you have to pay us for a piece of paper that says we're okay with you being on the road.
Yeah.
And then just in case that doesn't make you cautious enough, you have to have insurance to cover if you fuck somebody else's car up too.
Another piece of paper that you pay for that says that someone else is going to pay for damages.
Yeah, and it's not optional. And if we catch you rolling around without it, you owe us lots more money. Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck off. What is this, the mafia?
Yeah, it totally feels weird.
As normal people, you'd look at that and be like, this system's broken. But systems produce what they're supposed to produce generally. And that's what it's supposed to be. It's kind of a mafia kind of thing. It's just, you're not in the club.
I'm not for it.
I'm not saying the people at the DMV are the mafia. I'm saying...
They are.
You know what I'm saying. And if you don't, then I mean, whatever. Oh, well.
Have you ever seen them, Zach? They're mafia all day.
They're just breaking kneecaps in the back. Like, your picture looks like shit because you moved. Anyway.
Who told you to smile?
No one smiles in there.
They don't even warn you before they take the picture. You're mid-sentence asking, is everything... And then you end up with that, you know, is it now? And
one
you end
eye up, half closed.
Exactly. Yeah. Your eyebrows raised, your mouth in some weird position. The whole point of the photo on the ID is so people could look at it and say, yep, that's you.
Yep.
And if you're making a weird face...
that you never make.
They're like, you know, I wonder if that's ever happened.
If their
photo was so bad...
I had one for years,
that they
man,
never...
Awful.
That they actually had to go and retake
like,
the photo.
Is this you? That doesn't look like you at all.
That doesn't look like you at all.
I had
it's like,
one,
I was sneezing.
Yeah, hold on. Let me sneeze and just get a good look then.
I had one that they renewed... Where people would, I'd show it to them and they'd laugh at me. Where they'd be like, oh, shit. And it was like, motherfucker, you remember that
one? Yeah, you look scared.
Yeah, I was like, and they're like, now's the picture time.
There's got to be some parallel.
I asked if I could do
There's got to be some parallel dimension in the multiverse where, like, this absurd thing exists where they're like, okay, you gotta wait till you sneeze and that's gonna be your ID photo, and then anytime we need to identify you, you also have to sneeze. Like,
this is a really inconvenient,
like, guys, I'm just trying to make a withdrawal, you better sneeze.
Yep, that's how the face recognition
there's
gets
just
you.
Like complimentary pepper grinders everywhere.
Yeah.
hold on
Yep. The economy's based.
That never
oh, it is you.
For me. That never works for me. Yep, exactly.
All right. So no overincome. Well, there probably should be some. We want it to be realistic, right? As far as a game.
I don't know. Do you go into a game looking for realism?
Realism in the sense that, like, we don't want to give them laser guns and fucking, like, what would they collect that would overencumber them? I want them to collect food. Like chips and beans and fucking Twinkies
cans
and shit.
Cans of beans will over-encumber them in a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. So that's why I'm thinking a wagon. But they'll have Chugsy, though, too. Mm-hmm. A vehicle should really be able to carry lots of things.
Yeah.
Well, and think how many beans can fit in an RV. So lots of beans.
A lot of beans.
So
many beans.
Many beans.
Kona beans.
Kona beans.
Where's a rookie her card? In an RV.
Oh. Have you seen a rookie card yet?
No.
Oh. Here, you guys hold down the fort real quick.
You gotta see this.
Oh, God, he's dead.
Jeez.
He's on the floor laying in an unnatural position. Should we do something?
What a giant human.
Get the shovel cock. We'll turn him over, see if he's still breathing.
I think he's got carpet burn from his fall.
That wasn't my best moment. There she is.
What do we got here?
It's a gold rookie Kona
Aww.
Beans.
Look at Kona beans.
Isn't that cute?
I feel like...
I can't wait for our listeners to see all these.
Sergeant Stubby would approve.
You want to see Sergeant Stubby's
card?
This
is like a legacy. I did see that one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's all classic and shit. This is cool. Look at Kona. She's magnanimous.
She looks all pretty.
She's so majestic.
She's regal.
It was really fun to make those. Will's got to get me his...
We got to do a run of chaos cards and do another Kona card where you get a picture of her like mid-bark when she's going ballistic.
That's great. I wanted people to see her in her most fierce moment. That's a good point. Do a parallel or some shit. A Victor Wembanyama Kona Beans double
Let's
card.
Go.
Let's go. So what else in this? I mean, you like collecting things to... I mean, the way you play is so cool because I'll go away and you're like, I'm just starting this level or this plot of land or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like just hours go by and I come back and it's like, I built a city on a, you know, and then now I'm building an island city.
Hyperfocus.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
It's psycho hyperfocus.
It's statism.
It is.
But wouldn't it be neat to be able to make a game? Because those games don't seem like they care much about the hunting. I mean, you hunt, but it doesn't have the kind of vibe that
it's not the focus.
Yeah. So it would be nice to be able to zoom into a third or first person even, but third person kind of thing when you have to fight zombies. Be able to use a scope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of my favorite things of a Bethesda game is, like, sniping motherfuckers because it's satisfying.
Yeah.
And also, you know...
I don't go into video games currently at this point in my video gaming experience. I don't go into games looking to fight things. That's not my goal. And I'm not going in to compete with anybody, and I'm not going in to kill things.
Wouldn't it be neat if you could do that, if you could play this game without and avoid most of that stuff?
Like that would be rad.
But if you want to go out and be the chaos, like, you know, Dave is the yin and the yang to Angus's yang. Angus is like, let's go fuck shit up. Let's go drive around. Let's go fast.
Angus's
steal shit.
Yang like that in front of everybody.
He likes it when I talk about his yang. But and have the Dave character maybe... building, like we said, society up, or not society, but his own little place, mm-hmm. making the clock tower, you know, making it better, fortifying it.
So you would be playing as
farming.
Would you be playing as the Dave character?
I don't know.
Or would you be playing as a character in association with Dave?
I think
like
it'd be
partnering
neat,
with Dave.
It would be neat to be able to make your own character, and then
yeah, always,
and
I
then
think.
Jump into the mm-hmm. world and be like, "Let me show you the ropes, kid," and get in the alpha, bud. I think that'd be a blast, and then but then have if you want to hang out with Dave, say more. I mean, you have to you probably get both characters all the time and stuff, but. If you want to be a collector and you want to farm and you want to keep shit up,
you should be able to have the option.
But every once in a while, you're going to have to fight, like, the zombies will come at mm-hmm. the gates and stuff. But, you know, maybe make it where we think about that, where it's like, well, you can skip that. Or you can.
Yeah,
if you
I don't
have
know.
If you build up your Angus side of stuff and you have a team of weirdos with chainsaw gloves and flamethrowers, mm-hmm. then, you know, you push Y and it's like, they take care of it if you need to and you can keep farming or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know. You see where I'm trying to go with that. Mm-hmm. If there's
it.
A way to hybrid those
you
things.
You could go the Dave route or the Angus route.
Yeah,
Camp Dave or Camp
and
Angus.
You can jump in between whenever you want to. And you're like, I'm just going to spend the next little bit. I really like this farming, like the way, the mechanics of it. I like mm-hmm. the way this is. I'm going to do that. But I also need this thing out in the real world, so I'll go do that
like
a little bit
today
later.
Today I want to be a chaos goblin!
Yeah, exactly.
That would be hard.
Let's blow up a bridge for some reason.
It seems to me that would be really difficult as a developer. Because there's a whole storyline and feel that goes with each character direction, I guess. And if you want to cross those, it seems to me it would be fairly simple to select the character and select the mode. So it's Dave mode or whatever, right? Dave or Angus. And if you select Dave, all the dialogue and everything is going to go along with that storyline. Same storyline that converges, but the focus is the Dave experience, right?
See, I like the idea of them being together more,
right?
Just because that's kind of the point of everything is.
What I'm saying yeah. is, if you have the option to select which direction you go, it's going to be very difficult as a developer to cross that because the storylines are going to be different. The gameplay is going to be different, so you know.
But I'm saying, like, if you're in your farm and you're farming,
I don't know. I'm not a developer. It seems to me that it would be a challenge to do that, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, you'd basically have to develop it both ways.
Yes.
And then be okay with some people only playing half of your game that you developed.
Right, right. Yeah. And giving them the option. Or, you know, playing one side and then playing the other. That's fine.
Maybe it could
but
be
the
like
hard
a,
part is getting them to converge. So
maybe
that,
it could be more of like a paradigm where mm-hmm. it's like depending on the actions that you take, you're either traveling down the Dave paradigm mm-hmm. and the world sort of shapes itself around that, or you're traveling down the Angus paradigm and the world is
right
more that same world, but it's more of like
I think
a,
we can tie it
this
together.
Is the way I want to go with it mm-hmm. or this is the way I want to go with
well,
it.
Well, events are or yeah challenges are triggered by the choices made within the game then that makes it kind of text heavy, I would think, in the game itself for selecting options, making choices.
I'm not sure. I want to play. Make a game that I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea. Like the reason why, say Starfield and really Fallout because Fallout 4 kind of combines what I'm talking about in a sense, where it's like you can build up your community, you can do domestic kind of things in a sense, and really kind of stay away from the main game and just do your own thing. But then it also, you can shoot a motherfucker in the face, very, you know, with a real good smoothness to it, where you're like, okay, yeah, I like the way that is.
Maybe your home base is like Dave's in charge of base. And then whenever you go out,
that's what I'm thinking.
So like the outside world is Angus's, and then the,
it's just
the,
chaos.
Yeah,
but really, then, I mean, Dave is the voice of reason a lot of times, ish, and so they go out there together, and Dave will be the one who's like, "We gotta go get the fucking batteries, you dickhead," or whatever. And Angus is like, "I just want to watch Van Damme movies, bro. I'm working on my Time Cop musical, bro." That kind of thing. So there's a give and take to it, but Dave's focus is always on more reasonable things, which is like looking into the future. Let's collect these things and farm or whatever. Let's get a garden going or something like that. Fortify the base. Angus is like, I'm going to get every goddamn action movie that exists in all formats. There's a whole room in the clock tower for that, and my movie room. Because, I mean, he's just out collecting, like, I can do whatever I want, Dave. So whatever I want, I can do.
So how about this? You have home base that you can develop, and like the ground level, everything clock above tower. Everything above ground is like structured and like reasonable. And then there's like a subterranean level of the base that's just like a maze of chaos and ridiculousness.
Hell yeah.
Undercity, the undercity roads.
And then when you go outside of the base, then it's like a blend of the two, you know. It's like Dave and Angus are there, and they're like, "Oh, no, we got to do this." No, I just want to go do this.
Like when the dialogue in most video games to me can be amazing, but when you're while you're playing the game, I like the way Red Dead Redemption, when you're just going to the mission, you're taking the time on the horse and you're discussing. There's some funny ass good dialogue between the characters in that space where you're still playing, but you're just kind of following along. I feel like that's where the Dave and Angus characters can do their comedy stuff and make it a fun, like, oh, that's just like the podcast, or as close as possible kind of thing. That's kind of what but the rest of it, it's like, we want to have really good driving, really good farming and collecting, cool things, lots of loot. Like, I like the Borderlands, where they're like, hey, there's so much, what do you want? I like that, because they're the last people on Earth. It's like, they're not going to have a hammer.
I'm a hoarder. I'm a loot hoarder. I will run out of space collecting even the tiniest little rock, and I have 837 of them. Am I ever going to use them? Fuck no.
I'm that way,
but
too.
I've got them in my fucking chests because I collected them.
I'm that way, not with collecting.
I'm a loot whore.
I get it. I want everything. Like with Starfield, it was so frustrating because it's like, here's a, you know, a generated thing that we don't even know exists. Go get everything in it, and by the halfway through, you're over encumbered to the point where and there's no way you're leaving anything.
No,
I can't
fuck
be the only one that's like, I'm not gonna leave the $100 book. Fuck you.
No way.
I can sell that for $10.
I will walk slowly. I'll crawl my ass back in order to have that final pebble.
The whole time you're just like, what the fuck? In my mind, I'm like the biggest dropped ball in all of Starfield. It's like you're roaming on a planet on foot, but you have a spaceship. So you can't do a car situation. You can't come up with a glider or something. So you just have to run.
You don't have a jetpack?
You have a jetpack, but it takes a while to build it up. Not too long, but it's not as, I mean, it is cool, I will say. And that's what the developers said. They're like, you get to fly everywhere. And people were like, yes, but a car makes sense when you're just on the moon or some shit. Everybody's,
Where are you going to get a car? You're just going to like pull it out of your pocket?
No, you got a spaceship. And Starfield, the best part of it is you can collect spaceships. And they are big.
And you can put a car
in that fucking spaceship and let it.
Oh, I see.
Just let
arrive and then drive the car off the spaceship. Got it.
Yeah.
I took my brain to sleep.
It's all good. You don't eat and drink sci-fi like my life.
I was like, why? So you just have a car waiting for you at every port? I mean, what?
You got a special little
speeder
that comes out of
them. Do you have to collect parts and build it?
It's weird. I mean, even in the city, it's like, well, it's walking around the city. They don't have cars in New Atlantis, apparently. But
New Atlantis.
That's what they call the, I believe that's what it's called.
In Starfield.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't played the game.
The people listening that have played Starfield will be like, I know New Atlantis. It's where you have to start. It's where you sell your shit sometimes.
Cool.
If you don't go to the den, you got to go to the den and spend 500 hours waiting on a chair to sell all the shit from one mission.
Oh my gosh, okay, this is the game. This is the game where you sit there just pissed.
All Bethesda games.
Because you
games.
Have to sit and wait in a chair.
Because they run out of money. It's like, well, it makes sense.
Because
like,
the merchant doesn't have any money.
Yeah, and then you have to wait for the next day, and he's like, now I got all the money again. And you're like, okay. And then you sell your stuff. And if you are over-encumbered from one mission to the point where you found like 10 guns that are great, you'll have to sit there like
three or four days.
Yeah. And it's a minute. You sit there and it's like waiting through for the 24-hour period, and you have to do it for 48 hours for a lot of places. So that's like literally they're counting down 48 seconds and shit. And you're like, what the fuck? You don't have to do this. Why are you doing this to me? And it's funny to read the threads because people are like, why are you doing this to us? Even in the other games, it's shorter than this. Yeah. And they're like, we don't know. Fuck you. It's like, it's not because it's loading. Just give us the game back.
Yeah, right, right.
Put in a wait function, you know, where it's like wait until 9 a.m. and then
exactly.
Okay, you're there.
Okay, write that down. If we have to wait in the game,
Skyrim
we're not punishing
has the
people.
Wait function, yeah, and that really helped a lot.
Yeah, Skyrim's got it. The Witcher's got it. Lots of games have the wait function.
Skyrim is Bethesda, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck are they doing?
I know.
It's like, copy from the shit that worked that people liked, bro. I think that's how this goes. All right, I think we've come to the end of our ride today for sure.
This has been fun.
Yeah, we talked video games and hot shit, and what the fuck did we start with? Somehow skiing, falling off mountains.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, snowboarding, skiing.
Yeah.
Talk about shitting in diapers for a little bit there too.
That's right. And if you have diapers that are clean, you failed.
Yep.
Never thought about
failed
that.
Failed the mission.
Did not understand the mission.
Yeah. You want to? These are pants that if you want to shit in them, that's the point. Shit in them.
Bring me my brown pants. Why don't they make brown diapers?
Because I just think that's gross.
It seems practical
right?
though.
This blends right in.
Fucking. It's not the worst.
Yikes.
All right. Well. Let's pretend that we did segments this week, and we'll go to the end segment.
Now it's time to end the show, but we'll be back sometime in the future, yo.
Wait, what the fuck am I doing here?
Wrong studio, Dad.
Who the fuck are these folks?
Wrong studio, Dad.
None of you touch my beans.
I guess we kind of did segments.
Kind of.
We did one or two.
Kind of.
This was a blast, though.
This was fun. This was a total chill hangout session.
It was.
Talking bullshit.
Yep. Needed it.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Too.
We always have, that's basically what the show is. Is like, hey, come hang out with us. We should just play cards or some shit. It's like,
audio cards, dice.
Drink
every once in a while. Dicks.
Hey, tell the Sergeant Stubby story again. Fuck yeah. Remember when he did the thing with the paw?
All right. Thank you guys so much for playing with us and being with us. And I hope you guys are interested in this game. And we're definitely open to any ideas. What would you want to play if you had a Dave and Angus game, Post-Apocalyptica? Mm-hmm. It's a big, huge task. So obviously we're talking ourselves into it and thinking about what we would want to see. So anyway, if you've got some ideas, let us know at justridepod@gmail.com.
Yes, justridepod.
Yes. So thank you to Don, Chris, and Bodie, the Trusted Turd Triad, and the Trusted Turd Herders, all those wonderful folk from the Scatcock and
the goddamn Reddit regulators.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Scat Warlock. We have a real... I love that all the nicknames are badass.
Amazing team.
We're working on Josh's nickname. It's Josh from Scat Tech. Mm-hmm. He's more of a mandragon. So he's the Scat Tech mandragon? Dragon man? We're not sure yet.
I called him. We were talking about this, and I gave him one, and I thought it was good. And if he doesn't use it, then we're not friends anymore.
I know it was good. It was like mana.
It was like, God, what was it? I got all... It came to me like
Humanimal
in the moment,
or some
too.
Shit
yeah,
like
I was,
that.
It was like Draco hominid or something like that.
It was good. He shared
like,
that
Draco hominid something like that. I don't know. I was like, yeah, there you go. That's my contribution.
Well, we might not use it, Shane. Shit, no.
Well, that's fine. We don't have to be friends.
It sounds like
Josh, I guess.
So he's just not. He just can't be Josh from Scat Tech.
You know, can it just be your like a solo album? That sounds like a cool straight album.
Josh,
yeah,
from
you could also just spit in my eye. That would
How about
be cool
okay
too.
Or that? I thought that would be a good album title. And now I'm just shitting on my friend's face. Well, thank you guys for doing all the meme shit you guys do. You guys know what we think. We appreciate all of the efforts that you guys do. There's probably not a community out there that knows how to help a podcast more than you guys. So it's certainly
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. Coffee's coming up soon. Mm-hmm. We're going to push the Gunner Halifax box out a week or two after the coffee so that we don't end up dead.
Yeah, we can't die because then you won't get the box.
Yeah, and we're also doing Candy Don't cards too. So
yeah,
I'm really just kind of sitting in a chair photoshopping for the last 3 weeks or so. Love it.
Yes.
I'm enjoying the shit out of it. I'm looking at a Kona Beans card that took a while to make.
Beautiful.
But I feel like now that we see it, it's fucking, it was worth the effort.
It was all worth it in the end, baby. Yeah.
I can't wait for you guys to get your Battle Scat boxes. We're still in the process of waiting for the metal cards, but we're collecting all the stuff. Mm-hmm. We've gotten so much of it, and it's so cool. I can't wait for you guys to get your packages. It will still be a few weeks. Probably not that long. Probably
I don't know.
But we won't
First
make any promises
May,
yet.
Hopefully.
As soon as we can, we're jumping out. Yeah.
As soon as that card comes in.
Yeah, then it's on. And I can't wait for you guys to see that too. Definitely my most favorite thing. But we got some other favorite things coming, so that's awesome. As always, we'll talk at you in the future.
And it'll seem like the present.
Bye.
Good fucking bye.
Bye.
It's just a ride. Whoa, oh, it's just a ride.
Bing.
Bong.
Shit, spicy food.
Yeah. Spicy mac.